I believe we have the Mr. Kotler is on the line.
We do. He is the CEO of the biggest bank in Israel, board member of the Union Bank of Israel. Very impressive man. And here we are on this Israeli Independence Day celebrating 73 years. Dov, it's great to have you, pal. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. How are you, Sydney?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you in Israel this morning? What part?
Well, I'm in Tel Aviv enjoying a wonderful weather.
Now, John tells me that you're in Tel Aviv now, Dov, but not that long ago, you actually were in the same exact building me and Bernie are in right now, 800 3rd Avenue. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. I did have an office on the 37th floor, 800 3rd Avenue, and you have a great steakhouse across the street.
Yes.
Absolutely right. we're looking at it right now. Smith and Walensky, Mr. Dov Kotler. Hey, listen, help us with the pronunciation of Bank Hapoalim. Can you say it for us, please, for a second?
Gladly. Hapoalim is in Hebrew, the labor. So, because the bank was founded 100 years ago. By the way, I listened to your show this morning, early in the morning. Understood from you and John that WABC 77 is also celebrating this year 100 years old. So happy anniversary to you, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we celebrate Israel Independence Day here on the Bernie and Sid Show with Dov Kotler, Bank Hapoalim CEO. Hey, Mr. Kotler, let me ask you this question. This is Bernie here. Israel, speaking of, you're the CEO of the big bank there. Israel, of course, had the vaccine. The economy was down. But Israel is killing it right now, if I'm not mistaken, with the COVID and with the economy. Am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely correct. We are fortunate that the authorities moved very quickly with the purchase and distribution and of the vaccine. And this had a very great positive impact on the social and business mood in Israel. As a matter of fact, about 5 million out of 9 million population have been vaccinated twice, which is more than 60%. And we are happy to be back on business.
Great. You know, Dov, it's funny. I talk to my friends and family that spend time in Israel. They tell me they feel safer in Israel than they do in Brooklyn, because they have to know that there's a lot of folks here that for some reason, because they don't really know what's going on, they still kind of think of Israel as a place, if you go out for pizza, for example, the pizza place may blow up. You know, this ongoing war between the Jews and the Palestinians that never really seems to go away. And yet folks that travel to Israel often, and folks like you, Dov, that live there, are constantly telling me, we don't live in fear at all. In fact, we feel safer here than in the United States. Is that true?
Yes, indeed. Let's all remember the story from the Bible about David and Goliath, which illustrates the fact that a small country like Israel is facing a very hostile surrounding. However, over the years, we learned to cope with this threat. And luckily, we are in a safer place today than ever. So, yes, sir, you can buy pizza easily and safer. Yep. I don't want to say safer, but at least as safe as in 800 3rd Avenue.
Yeah, absolutely. Dov Kotler, CEO of Bank Hapoalim in Israel, calling us from Israel. And, Dov, I just have to say the existence of the State of Israel is a testament to the courage, to the resourcefulness, to the toughness of the Jewish people. I'm going back to Israel and Independence Day, after which they were actually invaded by five surrounding countries, as you point out, hostile countries, five countries with full armies, and they repel them, and yet and continue to exist, not just survive, now thrive, the State of Israel.
Yeah, but we should see that we are in a different area today, especially after the Abraham Accord. We are in a much more optimistic surrounding today after we have signed agreements with UAE, Bahrain, and Morocco. I took the lead to promote the CEO of the bank to promote relationship with the financial institution in UAE and Bahrain. I was the first one to visit them after the Abraham Accord, and it was a great experience, and we hope to facilitate the business sectors in all parties in the world to collaborate and do more business. And we see the beginning of new business from from UAE already.
Doe, by the way, is a very handsome man. He looks like the actor Clooney. He looks a little
George
bit like Clooney. George Clooney.
You're right about that.
He's a handsome guy.
I don't know if it's Sid O'Bani gave me the compliment, but I do thank you very much for this compliment. I will give. Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
Is it Barney or Sid, by the way?
This is Sid, yeah.
Sid, look, thank you very much for your compliment. And I will tell it immediately to my wife.
All right, so you're
there you go.
Unavailable.
Right, but listen, a very successful man.
We are married 41 years. Happily,
oh, God bless you, 41
truth,
years.
40. Yes, God but bless. To tell you the truth, it's a picture that was taken 10 years ago while I was much younger, and I'm not publishing any update picture so I can get that to compliment from you guys.
You got it. Your femo, it is what I would say to you, that picture. Very nice. Hey, and I think John is on the board of this bank. It's a very successful bank. Dove is it's the biggest bank in Israel. He oversees it around the whole world. You know, on the way out, Dove, you talked about these great peace treaties that Israel has done with some of these Arab countries, and you can't talk about any of that without giving credit to former President Donald Trump. There was no better president to Israel in the history of that office, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, as he promised, recognizing the Golan Heights as a part of Israel, no more money late at night, middle of the night to Hamas like Barack Obama did. All these things that Donald Trump did that was so great for the state of Israel, him and Bibi got along like best friends. I wonder, Dov, the new administration, do you folks in Israel have the same confidence that Biden and his folks can be even half of what Donald Trump was to your country?
First of all, let me share you a secret that while I was flying to Bahrain, I was accompanied by his special messenger of Donald Trump that was with me in a very small delegation. So certainly it was a big assistance from these administrations. Let's not forget that we are talking about interest, not only personalities, and I believe it's to the best interest both of the state and Israel to have the best relationship, and I hope that the interest will be stronger than the personalities.
Very well said. CEO of Bank Hapoalim, Dov Kotler. Dov, thank you for appearing on the Bernie and Sid Show on WABC. Happy Israeli Independence Day, and thank you and Godspeed over in the Promised Land.
Thank you very much, and hopefully you will be in a safer zone too. I can visit you in 800 Third Avenue shortly.
All right, we'll see you on Third Avenue, and I'll be in Israel for my son's bar mitzvah in November. So until then, todah rabah. Thank you,
Mr. Rosenberg. Let me know upfront, and we will take care of you gladly.
All right, great. Can't wait to meet.